John Fuller's car is one of at least 16 vehicles that have been vandalized in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Several posts on social media in recent days report incidents of vandalism, where, as in Fuller's situation on Dorchester Street, nothing was taken. His car was parked on the street, and the driver's side window smashed overnight Monday to Tuesday morning. Items in the back seat and the console of his car had been thrown around, he said, but there was nothing of any value in the car, and nothing taken. He reported the incident to the Niagara Regional Police, and two police cars responded. He told the NOTL local that one of the officers who came to take his statement said they were investigating several reports of vandalism to cars, and that they believed it was all the work of one individual. The police said almost all had no items taken. Fuller said he was told by the police that a man had been apprehended. He also posted online the make of the vehicle that was used, as he was told by the police. After being contacted by the local for details of the vandalism, Constable Phil Gavin responded with a media release that confirms NRP officers are investigating multiple incidents of vandalism to parked cars in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Gavin said late Tuesday afternoon that no one had been arrested or charged in relation to these incidents. Detectives are continuing to develop suspect and suspect vehicle information, he said. He could not confirm the make of the vehicle that might have been used in these incidents. The vandalism incidents have occurred across NOTL, targeting cars parked overnight in residential neighborhoods, an NRP news release said. Residents and vehicle owners are finding windows smashed in the morning. 16 incidents have been reported. 3 incidents occurred on December 21 and 22, and at least an additional 12 have been reported on December 31, 2024. Although Fuller lives on Dorchester, near the Old Town, online posts indicate incidents have occurred from Chautauqua to Virgil and out on Reed Road. I can tell you that this is an active investigation, Gavin said in an email to the local. We understand that this is upsetting and frustrating for residents to discover their vehicles have been vandalized, as these acts disrupt personal lives and a sense of security. The Niagara Regional Police Service is committed to thoroughly investigating these incidents. One Facebook post called out the mayor and councillors, asking if they have a plan to deal with these incidents. Count. Maria Mavridis posted Tuesday that she had spoken to the Lord Mayor, and police patrolling will increase, however, we have over 200 km of roads to patrol. She suggested residents should light up your neighborhood by leaving as many outdoor lights on, and lock up vehicles. There really isn't much more we can do. If you have suggestions, I am open to hear them and ask to implement them as a town. Police are asking members of the public to be vigilant for suspicious overnight activity and to immediately report any incidents of vandalism to the NRPS by calling 905-688-4111, option 3, extension 1,007,581. Gavin also looked into the number of car break-ins during the month of December. We found that in NOTL during that time there were 5 incidents of theft from automobiles. I do not have the stats of which were locked, and which were not. I can tell you that anecdotally vehicles left unlocked are more likely to be entered by a thief and items stolen. While no vehicle is impenetrable as they all have glass windows, thieves prefer to make less noise and to not draw attention. For the same time period, he said, not including this recent streak of vandalism, we had 7 incidents of mischief, damage to parked cars with the windows being smashed. Nothing was reported stolen from these incidents. He also noted that there may be more incidents, not everyone reports them to the police, he said. These incidents should be reported as it will assist us in how to deploy our resource-related investigation and crime prevention. If a member of the public is a victim of a theft from auto incident and they have no suspect information, they may choose to report it online through our website www.niagarapolice.ca. If they have suspect information such as video, it can be reported by calling our non-emergency dispatch number 905-688-4111. Members of the public who wish to provide information anonymously can contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-8477. Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to those who contact the program with information which leads to an arrest. Click here for Crime Stoppers Online.